And where I am going, I must go alone.
Record. Like, yeah, I might actually go and just skim through it.
I'm going to put a pin in this for, like, October starts rolling around.
Yeah. Here you go, Michael Slumber. You're getting a follow. I'm going to keep tabs on you, Slumber Man.
Oh, Michael Allen was the previous person who...
How could you forget?
Michael Allen.
He's no Nick Benza.
He is no Nick Benza, that's for sure.
Why did I Google that?
I can just like see what transpired on your phone. We like closed the one tab and then the other tab started running.
Oh well. Is this another one?
This is just like backing music while I get the playlist what we've listened to in order.
Oh, right.
So they can all get their times and cents in when I submit my log to the powers that be. We are Dream Claymore.
Yeah, Dream Claymore. Good title.
Good title.
Hit him with the Dream Claymore kick.
Yeah. Slumber. Dream Claymore. It's just more moods. Just more moods. We need this at the moment while I
Goosebumps do my core.
Logistical stuff.
Yeah, it was Go Alone and the Claymore. Yeah, I like that. I'm interested.
They're not always stinkers. There is, like, which just goes to show that any one of you should just start making music.
Yeah.
It should be the takeaway of the segment, if anything. Not that we're mean.
No.
Definitely not.
I also don't think we're that mean.
No, I think we're good critics. I think, and we have our weak spots, and we also have bad taste. You know, I think we're doing okay.
I have terrible taste.
I have an ID. Hey, everyone, we just cleared 7 p.m. If you're listening live and local, it's 7:03. Hey. You're listening to No Static. You're listening to CFRC 109CFRC.ca. And I'm here with Jordan Richards.
Hello, Richards,
the person I affectionately describe as the grumpy looking person in the screening room.
Hey, which one? That doesn't narrow it down.
Which, has more recently become a thing of like, well, they're all kind of grumpy in their own way. I was like, okay, well, you're not wrong, but he's my grumpy person this game. What's next? What is speaking to you?
Okay, let's see what we got.
And to bring you up to speed, if you just tune in, we are doing when it is a Jordan Richards show, once in many a blue moon. We delve into my email. You can send me an email. It is nostaticradioshow@gmail.com. It is a public-facing email that I do not care about announcing on the airwaves. And I have signed up for distributions far and wide to provide musical content such that we can then send over to you, dear listener. And that's what we're doing today.
What do we got?
Don Barbarino, X Risen, Rise Ashen.
Yeah.
We've got...
I recognize Mickey Avalon, so I feel like that's a That's like an artist. Or maybe I'm confusing them.
Mickey Avalon.
Since 2004. Yeah. Mickey Avalon's a rapper, right?
Mickey Avalon.
Oh, yeah. Jane Fonda. Yeah. This was like indie sleaze kind of stuff.
Oh.
I think.
I have no clue who this person is.
It just seems Mickey Avalon was featured on something.
Wow, that being your SEO is going crazy if this is
oh true yeah.
Mickey Avalon, I have no clue who this person is.
I feel like it'll come to me later, but okay,
a clean version of the album is available via Earshot Distro.
It's called Postcards from Hell.
That's a good name. Oh, they just straight up CC'd people. That's crazy.
Do you feel cheated because it wasn't directly to you?
No, it's one of my biggest gripes is like there are so few things you need to do to do email right, and like BCCing anyone. If you have an email chain with more than four people, mm-hmm. like you should be BCCing people. There is no reason you should ever be like doing this. I am Rove, and I have an album with Mickey Avalon. Okay, I've been a fan of Mickey Avalon since 2004. We formed a friendship, and I've been working on Postcards from Hell. The tracks are hard, gritty, and bumpin'. It's a rap album that rocks. I must be signed in to do this. Oh, I don't remember my actual distro information at all. We're not going to listen to this.
I remember why I know who Mickey Avalon is.
Uh-oh.
We should probably not listen to this.
Uh-oh.
I can't say the name of the song.
Oh, no.
But he had a very popular, like, before meme songs were meme songs, he had one of them. Mm. It's definitely a song that, like, the high school me was laughing at.
Mm-hmm. Moving on.
What do we got?
And this construction dedicated to Eglinton West. That is funny.
What is K?
We'll go back to that.
Yeah, let's go to that one. Let's see what that is. Okay, so we get the press release.
Hey there. Wanted to see if you'd had a chance to hear Pangea Rebirth.
You can't rebirth Pangea. It fell apart.
The debut album from Patrick Smith's Pangea, featuring the lead single and this construction.
We got a genre.
Toronto-based saxophonist who has studied with Mike Murley, I don't know that name. Kelly Jefferson, I don't know that name. And acclaimed saxophonist Mark Shim, I don't know that name.
Oh, UK jazz, neo-soul, R&B. Let's do it.
Okay. That is...
Let's see what they got.
That's right. The album art...
Album art's cool.
It's cool.
Yeah, they got something going on.
Also not AI, which is something I'm trying to keep an eye out for. This is the live performance that you've linked me. 7 minutes. That's a jazz
minutes?
Record for sure.
Okay.
You are like generally circling the live.
Oh, okay.
The live record.
Live.
Okay.
What do you think? Should we do it?
Yeah, sure. I wrote the song "Endless Construction" dedicated to Eglinton West after a previously particularly brutal drive through Toronto traffic, the kind where you're stuck for 20 minutes and just trying to get to the Allen Expressway. I was frustrated, but when I came home, I turned that annoyance into music. It's inspired by a band improvisation from a previous gig and channels that reflective energy I wanted the reflective energy I wanted the album to capture. Patrick Smith, see, you should do this if you're not in traffic and not decide to tear up bike lanes. It could all be so simple. Topical, anyway.
This is going to be honky.
Is that a... Oh, it's one of those weenie saxophones. I don't remember. What's the higher register?
Is that a soprano saxophone?
Soprano? It looked like it.
Yeah, the one above it, it's like an alto, a tenor, a baritone, and then I think above it is a soprano sax.
Oh,
now he's got an alto.
Okay. There's a French one in the back there. We'll probably not actually do our silly little... Who are the two Peanut Gallery Muppet people?
Stalter and Wardle.
Yes.
What concerns me is that you like knew I'd know that.
I should know it. It's a fault of me and not even like anyway.
Okay, let's see. Let's
let them rip.
Thanks so much, everybody.
You're welcome.
Anytime, Patrick. Hey, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. I will say, based on the descriptor, I was expecting something either like really mundane or like chaotic.
Yeah.
And it's like a nice jazz record.
Yeah.
You know?
No complaints. Better than petting.
Yeah, that's all I've been looking at are like the YouTube algorithm. The all YouTube right. algorithm for CFRC as an outsider makes so yeah. much sense. There's like a Jokic highlight video and then John Lithgow's Criterion Closet and then just a bunch of stuff about Emma Stone. You're like, oh yeah, this all checks out somehow.
Takes every demographic category that passes through the station. Up next, we have Old Tech, T-E-K Tech. The releases portals, I guess it's an EP, it's four tracks, and is filed under mid-apocalyptic groove.
I'm in.
Dub funk and psychedelic.
Well, and then what was the one thing you saw that caught your eye, like the equipment they're using?
Oh, one of them is rocking an SP-303, which like I could not even date when that stopped being made. Because the SP-404, I feel like, has been around for, like, decades.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Yeah, the SP-404 came out in 2005. When did this get released? There's, like, no information. That's crazy. Boss 202
But
sample.
This is, like, the Animal Collective Panda Bear.
Yeah. Kinda. Wow, I love the look of this thing. Just a box.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, somewhere between 2005 and 1998 did the SP-303 come out. Cool. Anyway, we have Influences, Word Up, and A Step Above, and People of Earth.
I like I'm Word inclined, Up.
Yeah, let's do Word as in W-H-I-R-R-E-D. Yeah, let's give it a go. We'll be right back. I mean, this was great.
Yeah. I like this a lot. It's funny because you were saying that because the word dub can go a lot of different places.
Yeah.
So there was like a wub wub fear. And in my heart of hearts, I was hoping for something a little more Jungle Is Massive. Yeah. But I like this a lot. It's like, it was, I don't know, I guess it's sort of trip-hoppy.
Yeah,
like,
I would definitely have thrown trip-hop somewhere in their, yeah, their leads. But I mean, they're close enough. I get we have to reinvent the wheel to make ourselves compelling. Like, I understand we're all playing the same game here. I mean, not me personally, but...
But I will listen to the rest of the
EP. That's old tech.
That's two. We got two good ones.
Two good, solid, approved, stamped sounds. Old tech, T-E-K, old tech, out in Manitoba.
Manitoba.
I just read that Dilla used a 303 when creating donuts.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. I mean, they're called old tech.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess. Like, yeah. One of them was credited with a theremin,
okay,
which is cool. One of them credited with philosophies and heavy breathing. So that's...
yeah. Like, this track's missing something. Yeah. And someone's just like, guys, I got your shoes. They're like, come here.
What if we threw a little Nietzsche into the mix, huh? Well, how about that? Happy belated birthday to Dilla, by the way. Birthday on the 7th. Yeah, maybe I should play some donuts later.
Oh, yeah, and then look, it's a mad villainy, too. So it's a Mad Lib Dilla. Okay. Those guys were pretty...
Interesting.
Were pretty good, but are pretty good.
Cool. Good. Another solid find.
This is the best we've done, I think, as far as, like, stuff we actually are really into. Usually we get one.
Yeah, there's two one is... like, well, I think we have had two consistently. There was like, we found, because we've only done this, this is the third time we've done this. And then one time we had the cool, like, we had three or four good ones.
Yeah,
like,
there was that really...
the cool, like, Montreal Cold Wave one and, like, a couple of other ones. Telephone or something,
that. Yeah, yeah,
okay, I'm sure I can find it.
Let's go for three.
Yeah. All right, we're actually trying to find some quality here.
Yeah, I want to find one that looks like a stinker at some point, but I wanna...
just to humble ourselves.
Yeah, 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 but let's see.
Another radio programmer has sent something over. Ooh.
Okay.
Hi, Michael. This is Kobe Sanders, Kobe with a K-O-B-Y, Kobe Andrews, rather, from CFUV 101.9 FM, Victoria, BC. Wow, shout out to you guys. Where I volunteer and host my radio show, Freak Frequencies. Good name.
Okay.
I'm reaching out to share the debut album from local heavy southern rock blues band, Conjure Hand.
Let's do it.
And the album is called Spellbound Blues Volume 1. I'm hoping that it will be a good fit for Nostatic. Originally, I booked Conjure Hand to perform a gig at CFUV's fundraiser. That live show and their undisputable talent quickly drove me to work with them in more serious, involved manner. Now I have the privilege of sharing Conjure Hand's music with y'all. Cool.
Let's do it.
Sure. Sirens plus air horn, explicit language throughout. Okay, not that one.
That's not good.
Glad we did our due diligence.
Clean first single?
What could they even be swearing about? Clean for single? Yeah,
yeah, let's do that.
And advertised as go-to song. I was linked to... Oh, this is them? This is them, huh? Coco. Cool. I'll check you out later, Coco.
Ooh, cover is nice.
Okay, nice. This, okay. Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
This is the Ed Hallucci font.
I'm going to pretend I know what that is. And Ed Hallucci to you too. I didn't realize it was today.
I'm not. I will send it to you later. It's okay. The same font.
Sure.
Please give me. Thank you. A link.
There we go.
My kingdom for a link. This is Underdog by Conjure Hand. The story of John Ware. Do you know who John Ware is?
He's the guy in the song Underdog.
So we'll find out very shortly. That ruled. That
yeah,
was,
I've done that.
I will listen to that whole record probably. And if you like that, recently the Two Mold lead guitarist and Dream Unending guitarist and solo guitarist Anthony Derivea did a collaboration with a few other folks and released it under Heart's Desire. I've played cuts from this before, so I'm not going to play it again. Described as like an alien southern desert road trip sort of shindig.
Okay.
Very cool release. I was a fan of this a lot. Do check it out. We just heard Conjure Hand. We heard Underdog, the story of John Ware, off of their very recent release, Spellbound Blues Volume 1. Thank you to Coco for sending that my way, fellow radio host programmer.
Shout out to Victoria.
Yeah, I should. Shout out to Victoria. They've been good to me. I've had bands from out there. They've got a cool music scene. Big shout out to Victoria. Okay. Another winner.
Yeah.
Another winner.
Which means
we will not have to look far.
We started too strong. That's a problem. Oh. We started too strong.
Hi, where the boom?
Yep. That's the one. Click it. Step boom.
From Montreal. So just imagine if you ask someone from Quebec to like Quebecify bomb.
The boom.
The boom.
We are the boom.
Just reaching out to let you know that we're releasing a new record February 7th. Congrats on your release, called Closer Warmer. It's our 6th full-length record. You have 6 records under this name?
Yeah, man. Oh, the song titles make me think that these guys are annoying and I'm into it.
Here's a link to the full album. The link will expire in 59 days. It was recorded and mixed and mastered by Topon Das. Redacted the facts. Oh, they're cool. They're like a hardcore punk band, aren't they? Oh, no, they're a grind band. These guys are legit. Okay, so that's cool. Okay. At Apartment 2, recording in Ottawa. All songs were done live on the floor over 2 days.
Okay.
Feel free to listen if you like what you hear. And if you think there's room in your scheduling, we'd be stoked and appreciate... We'd be stoked and would appreciate being a part of your campus and community radio. We're also available for interviews and or children's birthday parties. if you need anything else, please don't hesitate to get back to us. Genre, sludgy punk rock. Cool.
Okay.
Why not start with the singles? Recommended if you like Piss Jeans, The Wipers, Husker Du, The Melvins, McCluskey. I don't know who McCluskey is, but the rest of that...
McCluskey.
Is good.
What's the one that they're plugging right
now? What's their single?
Yeah, what's the single? Let's put a single.
Your direct links to the singles. Heck yes, Blame It on the Lame. Having a Laugh, Chairman of the Board, but spelled B-O-R-E-D.
Norm McDonald.
I think we will do Having a Laugh.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. I don't know what this is going to be like.
The packaging.
Da bam.
Da bam. What do we say? Having a Laugh.
Having a Laugh. It's
58 seconds.
Oh,
I am also worried about the content. They didn't indicate anything about it or not. I mean, they're also titling their songs Heck Yes, so I don't know. Words Blame It on the Lame. What's that one? Or let's do both. Let's do both. We said Having a Laugh, and then we'll see if they get a second option.
Yeah.
Da bum.
Oh,
That rolled.
It wasn't bad,
they,
yeah.
They fit right in on the billing with, like, the Beta 58s. You know, the, like, punk band in the mansion sort of shindig.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Cool. That was Da-Boom. Da-Boom. D-A-B-E-U-M-B. Da-Boom.
I'm always happy to hear good music.
From Closer Warmer.
But the thing about you asked for this.
It's true.
Is
we're trying.
The thing that I really take joy in, and this is because I'm an evil person, is I want something terrible. And this is a real, you know, like, this is, it's a good problem to have of, like, we went through, like, 12 songs and none of them were bad. Well, the first one. But I want something really. What's Disco Yuletide? What's Disco Yuletide?
Where do you see it? Oh, I see it.
What's Disco Yuletide?
Oh!
Okay.
Is this AI
disco
generated
Christmas song?
It looks AI generated. Look at the faces.
Oh, my God.
This, I mean.
Oh, yes. It's,
okay.
Yes.
I will put a pin in this one because I do not want to give AI people, like, you can't be, like,
okay,
distributing music. And
that's
like,
fine.
We can find another stinker. Surely.
Okay. What else we got?
Greetings, Mikey. We are Gate Theory, an experimental metal band. I mean, you might be cool.
Yeah, that might be cool.
From Victoria, BC. It's cheating if you're Victoria, BC, and you're sending me music, I think. We'll shortlist you that one. We'll shortlist that one as well. What else do we have here?
What do we got?
What's
Pleasure Center, synth pop album?
Top? Oh, I just saw it.
No, it's down the bottom there.
Oh, yeah?
What is this?
A top 10 album of 2024. I don't know by whose metric.
Some guy.
I'm so glad the album art was not horny because could have been.
On streaming platforms.
Oh,
me oh my. We might have found it.
We might have a winner.
Oh.
Benjamin Russell. A singer-songwriter, painter from Saskatoon, is now living in Montreal. Benjamin Russell is known for his hit single, Miracle, for which he was nominated Most Promising Male Vocalist in the 80s.
Yes!
This being the accolade that you lead with is...
Not by who, but when. Oh, we can listen to him on Deezer.
I mean, you're being thorough. I respect that. You are not... You're on everything but... Oh, you're on Bandcamp.
He's camping.
I was gonna...
Okay, what song titles we got?
Will the aliens save us?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. That's the one.
It's gotta be this one.
We're
it's
back, baby. We're back.
I'm gonna be so bummed if this is good. I mean, I'm gonna be happy. Okay, I'm gonna
be
happy.
If it's good, I'm gonna be happy.
But I mean, this is anyway. This is Benjamin Russell. Will the aliens save us?
Oh no! Yeah.
Texas.
Guys, we picked another good song.
Yeah, I mean, I was not familiar with your game, Benjamin Russell.
That was really neat. That was really cool. I enjoyed, yeah, like, really varied, thorough instrumentation. As kitschy as the, like, lyrics were, like, cool.
No, that boom.
Yeah, the, like, boom. Super blown out.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I think...
I wanted a stinker so bad.
We are excited to let you know that the White House, spelled W, like Y,
oh.
White House. I feel like we've seen this person before. On
Maybe
this
we have.
These tracks showcase the White House's unique blend of urban country, delivering of urban country and what?
Urban. No, like I feel like it's country music, but it's urban. Where it's like they're twanging, but they're like
heartfelt,
you know,
lyrics and unforgettable melodies that resonate with the listener. Whether you're looking for a soulful ballad or an energetic anthem, these songs are perfect for your playlist. Both tracks are ready for download on the Earshot Distro. We'd like for you to give them a listen and consider them in your rotation as you always.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah. I mean, look at that beard.
Sure. The way it is. Let's do it. Full tank of gas.
Well, no, I don't know if the way it is to be the one. I think either full tank of gas or concrete for dirt. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, yeah.
30,000 viewers. Like, you are not small fry.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it. Let's get a little urban with our country.
Remember those days, babe? Oh.
Come on, White House. You, I get a feeling like I just can't control. We've been kicking it for a while now, and there's something about you that suits my soul. Maybe it's that sexy smile or the way you're looking at me tonight. I don't care where we go, baby girl, as long as you're sitting on the passenger side. Full tank of gas, I got the pedal to the floor, man, she loves to move fast. Forget the past, we're gonna fly down this dusty road. So baby, lean back. Lord have mercy, she love how my Chevy ride. Got it welded to my Morgan song, and it ain't over yet. The way she back it up, throwing whiskey shots up to the sky. Tailgating all night till the sunrise. Let's dance till the boots come off, cause I can't get enough. I used to pick you up late at night, so your daddy didn't see me coming down the road. Park the truck, tap my lights too tight. Wait for you to sneak out your bedroom window. Or maybe it's the way she smell like a summer breeze on a country night. The way she working that stick, I pop the clutch. Watch me put it in the four-wheel drive. Full tank of gas, I got the pedal to the floor. Man, she loves to move fast. Forget the past, we're gonna fly down this dusty road. So baby, lean back and enjoy that countryside. Lord have mercy, she love how my Chevy ride. Got it welded to a Morgan song, and it ain't over yet. The way she back it up, throwing whiskey shots up to the sky. Tailgating all night till the sunrise. Let's dance till the boots come off, cause I can't get enough. Pedal to the floor, man, she loves to move fast. Forget the past, we're gonna fly down this dusty road. So baby, lean back and enjoy that countryside. Lord have mercy, she loves how
I'm a Chevy ride. Got it welded to a Morgan song, and it ain't over yet. The way she back it up, throwing whiskey shots up to the sky. Tailgating all night till the sunrise. Let's dance till the boots come off, cause I can't get enough. So baby, lay back and enjoy that countryside. Lord have mercy, she love, I'm a Chevy ride. Got it welded to a Morgan song, and it ain't over yet. The way she back it up, throwing whiskey shots up to the sky.
I mean, like, it's derivative, but it wasn't bad. Like, I can't take it away from...
You know that that guy was really into the Bud Light boycott?
Like, very... Oh, yeah, also, yes. For sure. And then perhaps some... a fan of certain drivers and, or perhaps operating large vehicles.
Yeah, it's...
In
yeah,
a
it's
group of some kind.
Some sort of con... contract. Something. Concept.
It's fine. We haven't found a stinker yet.
That was like a meh. But I was hoping for just like complete chaos.
Yeah.
But hey, that goes to show that there's a lot of people out there making cool stuff.
Yeah, I like, again, like, you should start making music or like start a project, do something.
Do a thing.
Yeah.
And if it's bad, we'll tell you on the radio.
As long as you don't, I mean, if you want. You don't have to.
Oh, I'd love to.
You don't always
have to. Can you make a song that's not good? Because yeah, these ones are good. We can just complain about it.
Groove Funk Duo, you're probably good.
I mean, you know what? Why don't we do a cool good one? Like, listen, maybe we've come at this the wrong way. Maybe one that sounds really enticing is actually terrible.
Or are you going to autoplay this EP for me? I hope not.
Are you going to autoplay?
Wow. We're one of...
Okay, yo. We are for the sake of the numbers, let's listen to this.
Yeah. Let's do Planet Fungus.
Okay.
From Forming. Ooh. Okay. It sounds like Battles.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be good.
We'll be right back. Another hit.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
That was great. Good, good tone. It reminded me of there's a duo based out in the UK, which is the same like drums and then like bass guitar through a lead guitar setup, or like a lead guitar through a bass guitar amp.
Yeah.
And the name is like really escaping me. They opened for Queens of the Stone Age a while back when they toured.
Oh, Royal Blood?
Yes. Royal Blood. They remind me of Royal Blood as well as like Battles.
I saw that tour.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you at the Toronto
stuff? Budweiser Stage or whatever.
Yeah.
Were you at that show?
Yeah, I was at the show too.
Yeah, I was at that show.
Good show.
Yeah, I didn't see Queens when they were here, but I saw Queens of the Stone Age and like whatever that was, whatever the last album tour was.
Villains?
Like, yeah, this is like 2017 or something.
Yep, sounds about right. Wow, small world. That was a good show. Light setup was really well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Like, I'm a casual fan. It was, a buddy of mine had always wanted to see them, and it was like, okay, I guess we're going to see Queens.
Yeah, I was in the same, like, I like that album a lot, and, like, very few bands of that, big, you know, like just huge bands like that who are playing huge venues are just not for me anymore.
Right.
And the more I continue to like go to $5 and $10 shows and put on $5 and $10 shows that I like find as equally compelling,
yes,
it makes it harder and harder for me to like look at like $100 ticket and go,
sure, yeah. I don't want to have to talk to people.
Yeah.
Like if I go to shows, I stand, no matter if it's, I'll be in the back. There could be 5 people there. There could be 100,000 people there. I'll be in the back.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, sounds good. I'm not built for crowds. I'm not built for moshing or, you know. Like, okay, we're closing out.
Yeah.
This is basically the moment when I was like, I can't do this anymore, was the last time I went to Oshiega, like, maybe like six or 7 years ago. And because I'm very cool, I had to make my way through the crowd because I was having an asthma attack.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to know what makes it even worse? Do you know who was on stage?
At Oshiega, what year?
I forget what year it was, but just like...
When you're having an asthma attack?
I'm having an asthma attack, and like you think like, oh, it'd be like this really raucous, terrible... I had an asthma attack during Radiohead.
Oh.
And just like Weird Fishes is on, and I'm just...
Oh, that's such a bummer.
It wasn't like this crazy, chaotic, like... It was just like Tom York's there, and he looks unamused.
Yeah.
And I just like am trying my best to breathe through my mouth. And like,
asthma attack and a panic attack are separate things. Because the asthma attack is your like physical functions are failing you.
Oh, I could breathe.
But like the
it was very humid that day. Like it's just like such old man, like it was so humid out and now I just can't get through anymore. And that was the moment where I just decided of like, you know, they filmed concerts.
That is not as bad as you saying, like, I had a panic attack during, Fish or something.
Not panic attack.
I thought that was where you were going to be going.
No. I had a ventilator out. There's nothing there is nothing like trying to strong arm your way through a crowd of like 10,000 people with like a puffer in your hand. Like,
I will die.
Yeah. That was great.
Anything else? This ruled.
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah.
This is great. I always love doing this.
You want to plug anything?
Support
the Screen Room.
What
projects do you have on?
What projects do I have on? Oh, Screen Room. I mean, it's festival season, Oscar season. So pretty much we've got every major awards contender. We got KCFF at the end of the month. And obviously events coming up that... You know what? I will plug this.
Your movie open mic?
Yes. We're not doing that. We're going to put another... Screening Room employee, William Jennings. He does philosophy lectures. He's showing the movie Wittgenstein, and he's a PhD candidate. He's been doing a couple of them.
When's he showing it?
He's showing it next weekend, Sunday, whatever that day is.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm looking at the timer there. I don't know how to do this. But that's Cinema Society Kingston at the Screening Room. We got all kinds of cool events, but that's our latest one.
Google Cinema Society Kingston, you'll find all their links and whatever.
Yeah, we got all kinds of
stuff. They're doing very cool stuff, very unique programming at the Screening Room. And, of course, the Screening Room also doing very unique programming.
Need a place to go to watch a picture show?
Yeah.
It's boutique.
Yeah.
Unique.
Oh my gosh.
Screening Room.
Yeah, real static heads will
know
that
one. Yeah, they know that one.
All right, you've been listening to Static. I've been your host, Mikey. I've had my buddy, Jordan Richards, on.